speaking to Studio 7 regarding the move, director Irene Petras of the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights said the organization welcomes and supports the establishment of high court stations outside Harare and Bulawayo. Earlier this week, at the official opening of the court's 2016 legal year in Bulawayo, High Court Judge President Justice George Chueshe revealed that the Judicial Services Commission was moving ahead with plans to upgrade circuit courts into fully-fledged High Court stations. It is not known how much money would be needed to upgrade each circuit court into a permanent station. Petra said the move will help ordinary people have better access to the country's justice delivery system.
We believe that particularly in a society which is facing serious social and economic challenges, geographical accessibility of the courts is very important, as people can't really afford to travel to the main cities in order to access justice. So we believe that it will allow a lot more people to be able to utilize the facilities.
The country only has two High Court stations in Harare and Bulawayo, but the court has some stations in Gweru, Wangelupane, Mashingo and Mtare, which handle cases for 2 weeks in each legal term. The Mashingo Circuit Center will be the first to be turned into a permanent High Court station, and the further establishment of other centers is expected to help ease the backlog of the cases being handled by the court. The High Court has hundreds of pending cases. Programs director Tine Mkwewa of the Abameli Human Rights Lawyers said the move would also help boost the confidence of ordinary people in utilizing the justice system.
By making the High Court becoming a permanent feature in the smaller towns, what it means is that it's a shorter distance to be able to travel, so it means that people will be able to access justice. One, promptly. Two, they limit the amount of money and also the time spent in traveling. So people will have more confidence in using the courts as a means to settle disputes.
Petra said besides having the physical infrastructure, there is need to ensure that funds are available for the hiring of competent staff in the additional High Court centers so that the system continues to function efficiently.
Justice delivery is not just about having the physical infrastructure, but also ensuring that we have capable and efficient personnel who can make sure that every aspect of the justice delivery chain is functioning in the optimum way.
In his speech, when he officially launched the 2016 legal year, Justice Chueshe said decentralization of the High Court was a common trend both regionally and internationally, and acknowledged that Zimbabwe is lagging behind. Justice Chueshe said the move will save costs not only for litigants and practitioners, but also for Treasury, since it will reduce witnesses' travel and subsistence allowances, as well as expenses incurred by prison and police services in moving prisoners to and from court centers. Reporting for Studio 7 from Bulawayo, this is Taurai Shava.